We're headed into what is typically an exciting and well-attended season for churches. But this year, pastors and church leaders are facing challenges they never thought they would have to deal with. Today, we will discuss some ideas for navigating the holiday season during a pandemic, but we're going to take it one step further and actually use this episode to launch an all-new service designed to equip your church with exactly what it needs for the Christmas season and beyond. And while this is the most affordable service we've ever offered, we still want to give you a chance to get a full year of free access. Simply text CMHQ to 31996. That's CMHQ to 31996 to learn how you can get access to our all new service for free. Welcome to Church Media HQ. My name is Luke Clayton, and I'm glad you have joined us for this Christmas-themed episode. We dedicated an entire series of episodes to Christmas last year on the podcast, so if you're wanting more Christmas ideas for the season, check those out, and we will actually throw a link in the show notes so that you can find those easily. Of course, this Christmas will look a bit different from years past. I've had several conversations with church leaders as we discuss just how to handle what is typically a big time of year for the church, but in the midst of this wonderful pandemic. So today, we are beginning a new series entitled The Myths of Media, where we take a look at some common assumptions and even popular beliefs and methodology about marketing and media, and seek to debunk the myths and discuss why they may or may not be the best approach. At the time of releasing this episode, we are headed into the Christmas season. So we are going to explore the first myth of media from the perspective of preparing for Christmas at your church. Now, that being said, you can take this content and apply it to any time of year at your church, as well as if you happen to be watching or listening during a different season other than Christmas. Also, I understand that there are many churches out there who have already decided just what you are doing this Christmas. And to those church leaders and pastors, I applaud you for planning ahead. Nice work. It takes a lot to prepare. Now, on the flip side, I also know that if there was ever a year that church leaders have good reason to procrastinate, it's this one. Depending on what part of the country or world you are in, your plans and even ability to plan is greatly contingent on the decisions of your local government and guidelines. But regardless of where your church is in the preparation process for the Christmas season, I hope that you can apply the thoughts from this episode in one way or another as you strive to have both a safe and successful holiday season. The myth that we will be discussing and debunking today is one that I have actually somewhat changed my position on in recent years, because it's been the go-to approach for so many churches that it almost seems insane to question it. But I'm going to go ahead, go out on a limb today, and call out this myth, which is my church needs to have a big day. Two of the biggest times of year for the church are, of course, Easter and then Christmas. Now, in the case of Easter, it's a defined single Sunday on the calendar. So we, of course, market it as a single event. And so what churches often try to do is take this single event methodology, which organically exists for Easter Sunday, and force it to work for Christmas. Since, after all, Christmas is supposed to be the other big day on any church's calendar. But there's the question, what day should it fall on specifically? Some churches will place all their emphasis on a Christmas Eve service or declare the Sunday before Christmas as their Christmas Sunday. And while there's certainly nothing wrong with this approach, this year in particular, the one big day promotion may not be received as well as it has in years past. Because of social distancing and the idea of crowding one service, that's just not going to go over well with a lot of people. So let's consider a different emphasis on our Christmas outreach season. Instead of pushing a big Sunday or single event, make your marketing about the Christmas season in general at your church. Emphasize a season over a single event. What this is going to do, it's going to spread out that Christmas crowd over the course of a few weeks rather than trying to pack them all into one single Sunday or weekend or service. This is obviously going to make adhering to social distancing and other safety procedures much, much more manageable for your church and your leadership. And beyond safety, you may find some other benefits to emphasizing a season over just one Sunday or event. For example, when you place all your emphasis on a single event, you also put a lot of pressure on your staff, volunteers, and even your congregation in general to prepare for this big day. One of the greatest benefits to promoting a series of Sundays rather than just a single Sunday is that you allow your people multiple opportunities to invite others to church. How many times have you invited someone to church for a special day, but their schedule simply didn't allow them to attend on that particular event's date? Well, obviously this is going to happen from time to time. You know, the old saying, you can't win them all, but by offering multiple opportunities spanned over the course of a few weeks, as opposed to just that one single day or Sunday or weekend, we empower our potential guests with the ability to choose what Sunday or weekend may work best for them. And when it comes to your leadership, your staff, your volunteers, now, instead of putting so much time and effort into pulling off a single event successfully, they can apply a similar level of energy to multiple Sundays at your church centered on a common theme. If you think about it, you are already going to have church on the weekends before and after the day of the big event. It's not like you're going to cancel all the other Sunday services of the same month that you're hosting that event. You're going to have church. It's what churches do when it comes to Sundays especially. So when you plan a big day, you're asking your team to put the extra effort into making this one Sunday an extraordinary experience while also creating a good or even great experience for all the other Sundays and weekends surrounding the big event. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not completely opposed to hosting single big events. Like I said earlier, it's somewhat unavoidable for days such as Easter, so I don't completely believe that it's unreasonable for you to ask your staff and volunteers to go all out for a special day. Again, there's going to be times where that is necessary. Likewise, I also see certain times of the year, certain seasons, that it just makes sense to promote a series or a season as opposed to a single Sunday. During these seasons, you can take the same level of energy you would place onto one Sunday or a weekend and distribute it amongst several unique Sundays and weekends. What you're going to find is that you will create an experience week after week that is maybe not exactly the same, but similar to that of the one big day. Maybe it's not, again, the exact same level that you've come to expect from the single event, but this is where you have to make a really important choice. So let's say during a typical big event that the extra energy that you would put into that one single day essentially creates an experience that is twice as good as any normal Sunday. Yes, that's a subjective metric, and there's really no definite way to quantify an experience, you know, the level of experience your church is offering. But let's just say, for sake of illustration, that your big days are 100% better than any given weekend at your church. If you're watching, you're actually going to see a graph here to illustrate this point. So let's say instead of placing all the energy into that one event, you apply it to 4 weekends in a row. By simple math, you would have 4 weeks that are 25% better than a normal week, which is nice, but yeah, I get it. That seems a little bit lackluster. This simple math doesn't account for a very important factor. Story time. When I was in high school, I played on the varsity basketball team. Small school, I wasn't that good. That's not where I'm going. I'll never forget my junior year when our team experienced what I believe, if I remember right, was an 11-game losing streak. The first half of our season, we were doing okay, but we pretty much lost every game during the back half of the season, got knocked out of the championship playoff tournament the very first round. What's even worse is this negative momentum carried us into my senior year. We had lost more games than we had won until we got towards the very end of my senior year, when we barely beat an in-state rival in really what was a nail-biter of a game. Obviously, we were pretty pumped. We'd never beaten a team that good in over a year. The enthusiasm carried over into our next game, which we won as well, and the next game, and then the next one. In fact, we didn't lose another game that season and won our state title with a losing record on the season. On both sides of that season, momentum played a key role in our failure as well as our success. Once we had positive momentum, we felt unstoppable and were able to accomplish what seemed like the impossible. When you pour all of your energy into one single Sunday or event, you may be taking a bigger risk than you realize. If your big day turns out to be a bust and doesn't seem to be very successful for whatever reason, it's an absolute momentum killer for your church and can actually take a while to recover. Even if the day goes well and is considered a success, too many times, the excitement and the momentum of the event doesn't last beyond the following week when you go back to those normal Sundays. But when you diversify your efforts over multiple events, in this case, 4 weeks, well, your baseline for any given week may be only 25% better than the typical weekend, but that is going to be compounded by the momentum as the excitement of each week builds on the next. Another very important factor to consider here is something I call replication. So again, looking at what your church does on its one big day, you may realize that a good bit of what you do for that particular event could be replicated in one way or another. Over the course of several weeks, and really with little to no additional effort required to plan for just the one big day. In fact, I would assume, and go as far to challenge you, that if you really dig in, your church could create an experience for 3 or 4 consecutive weeks that is actually 80% better than normal with the same amount of time and energy that you would put into making just one day 100% better. So by replicating some version of your certain elements of a big day over the course of 4 weeks, you'll start any given week at 80%. Multiply that with your momentum week over week, and your end experience is much better than anything you could have accomplished in one big day. Now, again, these numbers, I get it, they're abstract, and because, again, there's no tangible way to truly measure, you know, the experience level that your church is offering, and whether it's one service or multiple services. The point is that when you can take the same level of energy you would spend on preparing for just one big event and diversify it over the span of several weeks, then allow the momentum to build week over week, the experience that your church creates during that season will likely be greater than if you were to just put all that effort into producing or presenting just one single event. So really, the choice here is, would you rather have one service that is 100% better than normal with little to no momentum riding into the following weeks? Or Would you rather replicate an 80% experience, 80% better experience over the course of maybe 3 or 4 weeks with growing momentum week after week? If you're the pastor of your church, this similar thinking likely plays into the reason you may choose to preach a series of messages rather than a single sermon. There are times when you find a scripture passage or a relevant topic that will require a good deal of effort and time to fully explore. So what do? You redistribute that energy over the course of several sermons rather than trying to exhaust it all on one single sermon. In fact, a sermon series would really organically accompany and could even be the driving force of this seasonal campaign. In every church, at least half of any given worship gathering is going to be the preaching. Whether you realize it or not, it is a key component in the experience that your church has to offer. And the impression that it will leave on those who attend will really make a difference in regards to the opinion they form about your church. So because of this, your church doesn't need to shy away from making your sermons or sermon series a key part of marketing. It can be really easy to allow the more potentially flashy elements, you know, such as music or even media, to dominate a church's promotional content. But you can't deny that preaching is actually an incredibly crucial aspect of worship. So why not showcase it in your marketing, promotion, and materials? Now, this concept of preparing for multiple weeks of a promotional push rather than one single event, I get it. This may seem stressful, especially if it's something that you've not really done before. Maybe you've always taken the big day approach and this is a new concept to you. Well, we've created a solution that equips your church with exactly what you need to successfully run a campaign like this and reach your community during the upcoming season. It provides media content designed to seamlessly integrate into your worship experience and even into your preaching. And I'm excited to introduce it to you now.
For the past few years, our team has been privileged to assist churches in communicating the gospel message through the powerful medium of video. Thousands of people have been moved by the stories told through these films as they bring the scriptures to life and impact hearts with the truth of the gospel. This Christmas season, we are pleased to offer the same quality films you've come to expect in an all-new presentation format. Each video has been divided into segments that can be presented over the course of either a 3 or 4 week series. Regardless if your church is watching from home or attending in person, the stories told by these videos will engage your audience and keep them coming back week after week. In addition to the films, we also include other resources such as worship backgrounds, title graphics, social media assets, as well as sermon study guides so that you can incorporate the narrative of the video into your weekly sermons. And this year, we are offering more video stories and creative assets than ever before, so you can choose exactly what works for your church. All of this is available as part of Church Media HQ Plus, an all-new membership that provides your church with the exact media assets and resources you need for the current season and beyond. By joining, you not only get access to our Christmas content, you'll also be able to access all features of Church Media HQ Plus for a full year. None of this would be possible without the support of your church and church leaders like you. So I want to celebrate that and extend a personal invitation to your church to be a charter member of Church Media HQ Plus at a significant discount. The first 50 churches that sign up this month will receive their first year of Church Media HQ Plus, as well as access to this year's Christmas videos and creative assets for up to 60% off the regular rate, with pricing options starting at just $29 a month for the first year of your membership. You can secure this huge discount right now at churchmediahq.com/plus. Remember, this special rate's only available to the first 50 churches that join this month, so claim your charter membership now. I can't wait to see how your church will use these videos and resources to reach your community this Christmas and beyond with Church Media HQ Plus. My team and I are honored to have a part in equipping your church for the season ahead.
Now, whether you decide to join Church Media HQ Plus or choose to promote a series of Sundays rather than hosting a single event, it's of course entirely up to you. But I've yet to expound on what I believe to be the most compelling reason to take this approach and present a series of videos like what we offer. If you've been in the church space for any period of time, you know that the metric even more important than that of the first-time guest is those new people who come for the second time and beyond. In fact, people that return to your church for a second visit are more than 80% more likely to become regular attenders than those that only attend once. But you also know this. You know that convincing someone to return to your church a second time is incredibly challenging. And in fact, it may even feel more difficult than getting them to come the first time. By promoting a series over a single event, you will create an experience that organically encourages people to return the next week. Let's think about the television industry for just a moment. Now, of course, with the advent of streaming services like Netflix and Hulu, Disney Plus, the landscape of conventional TV has shifted dramatically in recent years. However, still, both streaming platforms and television networks have used some form of the same method for years to maintain and grow viewership of their programs. They create a series with weekly episodes that each present another installment of a story and the characters involved with those stories. Week after week, people keep watching to learn of what happens next and become faithful fans and viewers of that particular TV show and the network or platform that produced it. They make money off of that. Again, if you're a pastor who tends to preach in series, you have already implemented some version of this same strategy and have likely noticed that it also has a level of effectiveness in bringing people back week after week. Now, what if you took the power of relevant Bible preaching and combined it with the impact of a video series that tells a new piece of a compelling story week after week? Imagine how many people would return for the second time and beyond to see the next part of the story unfold on screen and hear how that story can change their life through the preaching of God's Word. Who knows? You may just find this method so effective that you use it a little bit more often moving forward. Now, as we conclude, here are some questions you can ask yourself and your team as you prepare for the upcoming season. Number one, what would have to be true in order for you to turn a single Sunday or event into a 3-4-part series of Sundays? You may find some logistical challenges in staffing or other areas. Identify what those may be and determine what would have to be true to address from this one weekend to multiple weekends. Second, Is there one or more elements of hosting a single event that seems difficult or even impossible to replicate into multiple events? If yes, do we need to eliminate this element or can we find a substitute for it? So yes, this is the question that may be the hardest to act on. Let's use an example. Maybe you typically bring in a guest speaker for this big day. Well, it's obviously, in most cases, not feasible to bring that same speaker back week after week. Or maybe you rented a bounce house for the kids on the special day, and you just can't afford to do that for multiple weeks in a row. Well, this is where that question comes back. You have to ask yourself, why do we do this? If your answer to that question isn't mission critical, then I would argue it qualifies for elimination or, if nothing else, substitution. Now, I make this recommendation with caution, but there can be just a little bit of room for compromise in this area. If you do identify one of these single event elements that just seems to, it seems to be unexpendable. You can't get rid of it. Well, consider having some version of it on just one weekend of this series. Maybe it serves as the kickoff or the finale of the series. But again, practice this with caution because remember, the reason we are taking this approach is to redistribute our promotional efforts over the course of several weeks rather than just that one day. If you make one day of the series seem too outstanding from the others, you may defeat the purpose of going this route in the first place. So again, what one element of your typical single event is holding you back from converting this event into a season? Can we substitute or eliminate it altogether? The final question, this may be the most important yet, and probably the most practical and actionable. It is, what do I need to do to make the Christmas season a powerful experience at my church? Well, yeah, sure, this question might seem a little bit broad, but whether you take our recommended seasonal approach or decide to stick with just the one big event approach, you have to make your list of needs now. If you feel behind on your preparation, you'll be shocked to discover how much relief you're going to feel when you just take a few minutes to sit down and make a simple list of what you need for Christmas this year at your church. And when it comes to your media, maybe something like the videos and graphics we offer through Church Media HQ Plus is exactly what you need to add that extra impact to your church's Christmas experience this year. Remember, with Church Media HQ Plus, you're not only getting what you need for Christmas, but for the entire year. Everything from other big seasons and events like Easter to weekly needs like sermon series graphics, they're covered in this membership, and you can get your first year for as little as $29 a month when you sign up to be one of the first 50 charter members of Church Media HQ Plus. And in honor of launch week, you can get a full year of access for free. Just text CMHQ to 31996 to take advantage of this offer. That's CMHQ to 31996. Well, thanks again for joining us for this very special episode of Church Media HQ. Of course, we release new content each week, as well as occasional bonus episodes. So if you've not already, be sure to subscribe wherever you watch or listen so that you never miss an episode. If you've got a question or just feedback in general for us, be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or, you know, wherever else you may be listening to those podcasts. Or if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, you can leave us a comment. And if you are watching on one of those platforms, I'd really, really greatly appreciate it if you liked this video. You have no idea how much that one simple, quick gesture helps our online rankings and gets this content seen by more church leaders just like you. And be sure to join us again next week as we tackle our next myth of media, which is this: I can do design on my own. For this episode, I'll have a special guest join me to discuss why professional quality design is essential to your church's effectiveness. Until then, remember this, which may carry more value now than ever as you head into the holidays. Whether it's taking a different approach to the Christmas season or revamping what you've done in the past, try something new. Because it is so much better to fail at trying something incredible than to succeed at doing just the average. See you next time, right here on Church Media HQ.